This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
How the president tried to say nice things about the Russians and other, you know, warm things in their heart and they love, not in the face of an active attack on the country.
Hey, man.
The Russian thing is just a big nothing, bro.
Really?
The more I see them constantly, like, Russia this, Russia that.
This is ratings.
I would encourage everybody in this room and, frankly, everybody across the country to take a look at it.
Changing it from fake news, though.
Doesn't that under...
Very fake news.
I know, but aren't you...
The Russian thing is just a big nothing, bro.
Today we continue with our American Pravda investigations inside America's mainstream media with part two on CNN. Fake news. The Russia story. You're about to see one of CNN's most prominent left-leaning political commentators in total agreement with President Trump. We think this might be the first time this has ever happened. Maybe it's because he didn't realize he was going to be on television. And as Chris Cuomo has said, sometimes that's when you're the most honest.
Hey, man. We met in Palm Springs a few years back.
Good to see you, man. You good?
Yeah. How you been? What are you doing? What do you think's going to happen this week? I mean, with the whole Russia thing.
The Russia thing's just a big nothing, bro.
Really? You don't think that,
nothing there you can do.
Yo.
The Russia thing's just a big nothing, bro.
Really? You don't think that,
nothing there you can do.
Yo.
Yesterday, you met supervising producer John Bonifield.
The more I see CNN constantly, like, Russia this, Russia that.
Because it's ratings.
Because it's ratings?
Our ratings are incredible right now.
But honestly, you'd think the whole Russia, it's just like...
Could be bullshit. I mean, it's mostly now. Like, we don't have any big giant proof. But
CNN's response, quote, CNN stands by our medical producer, John Bonifield. Diversity of personal opinion is what makes CNN strong. We welcome it and embrace it. Unquote. Good, because Bonifield says he was not alone in his cynicism for the news business. And Dan Jones agrees with him that the Russia story is bull.
So I love the news business, but I
find it so
I'm
fascinating.
I'm very cynical about it. At the same time, so are most of my colleagues.
Yeah, it's like,
not alone.
The Russia thing is just a big nothing, bro.
Really?
The organization is reeling. The president is posting headlines about our investigation. And even mainstream media is paying attention. White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders has a recommendation to all.
There's a video circulating now, whether it's accurate or not. I don't know, but I would encourage everybody in this room and, frankly, everybody across the country to take a look at it.
So there you have.
Well, it's a nothing burger, and I guess, Scott, if you are what you report, like what you read, that could lead to you being a nothing burger, especially dangerous for stockholders of CNN when they're talking about selling to Time Warner. What is that going to do for the stock? Boy, I'll tell you, what a big hit and major injury that this organization has taken. I feel for the employees. I feel for people associated with CNN and for people that, though we may not necessarily be in lockstep with, well, I'll tell you, it's tough to see this. But this is what You know, fake news, this is what happens when you abandon your core principles, without a doubt. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. Good that you could be joining us. We've got more to talk about. Stay with us. Just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
What do you think of that, Mark? The whole our viewers are terrible, consumers are bad if they don't like this argument. Is that a winner?
No, it's not. And the idea of converting yourself into a victim group of I guess, journalist Americans, the latest hyphenated victim group, that isn't going to really work. And I think the problem is, to extend your potato chips analogy, is they're actually selling a bag that has all the packaging of potato chips, and there are no potato chips inside. That's the problem with the Russia story. They went bananas over that Malaysian plane that disappeared a couple of years ago, but at least there was a Malaysian plane that was here 1 minute and wasn't there the next. Here, there actually is no Malaysian plane, and they're covering it. I mean, you said Jeff Zucker is telling them to stop covering real news. You're not entirely accurate on that, Tucker. Yesterday, they interviewed Elmo about what he thought of Syrian refugees. And oddly enough, Elmo happens to like them. And that actually was the least nutty thing CNN has done in the last few weeks. It's the nearest thing to real news.
It's sad. I mean, there are actually a lot of talented people over there. I work there. I know a bunch of them. They're smart, serious people, but they're being pushed to the side in favor of this garbage. What about the prediction you heard Rush Limbaugh, who you sit in for sometimes, say that they're going to be a casualty of the Trump administration?
Yes, I think that's likely, because the argument that Van Jones was saying, that it's a nothing burger but it's ratings, that's true in the short term. But there are diminishing returns to this, which is that it's a Russian investigation with no Russians. The only Russian anyone ever mentions is the ambassador, who's like strolling around lunching all over the District of Columbia. He's the only sinister Russian in this story. It's a Russian investigation without any Russians. And at some point, it's going to be like one of those Russian dolls that all the tourists like. You open the big Russian doll, there's a smaller Russian doll, there's a teensy-weensy Russian doll, and then you open up the last Russian doll and there's nothing. And at some point, which I think actually the bulk of the American public have figured out already, there is actually nothing. We're down to the last minuscule Russian doll, and there's nothing inside when you open that up.
Well, there it is, Scott. Whether it has to do with beef or potato chips, there's nothing there. There's no Russian in the Russian story. This is, you know, it would be funny, except think about the distraction. Think about what it's costing us. This is going to cost CNN a lot of money. The brand will take a huge hit. If it doesn't get under new management real quick, it's going to be in serious trouble. It's already in serious trouble.
I'd argue it's already taken the biggest hit it can possibly take. Look. How do you have kids, you know, yes. they lie one time and it's, you can't do that. You don't do that. Right. They lie twice and it's like, I told you, you don't do that. When they start lying to you.
About that time, you want to do what the Old Testament did. You know, you just take them out and you stone them, you know. Well, and all the other kids find out. You know, I understand what you
But doing. So, I mean, it's already, that's already been done now to where we've been lied to so many times. And you know, this whole thing, it's been blown up to, you know, the boy who cried wolf type stuff. And I think that with the news agency, the worst thing you can do is lose credibility. Mm-hmm. And I feel like they've done that here.
Yeah. Without a doubt, I mean, and, you know, when you chase the ratings, when ratings are more important than anything else, I mean, ratings are one of those things that come as a result of, you know, as a result of doing the right thing, having credibility, because when you do that, that's sustainable. When you're lying and, you know, doing machinations, that's when you got to come up with a whole new machination. And then after a while, as you say, you lose credibility. People aren't checking you out. I mean, it's not like CNN's going to lose all its audience, but you know it's going to take a major hit for this in search of the ratings game.
Well, you also know that ratings aren't for news. Ratings are for my entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I care about my ratings. Mm-hmm. My news, I want truth. The truth isn't always popular.
Yeah, no, from that standpoint, you're exactly right. Ratings, you know, for business, and that's what Zucker's doing. That's what CEOs of companies look at is saying, okay, what are we doing? How are we, you know, how are we measured here? And they look at it from a standpoint of, hey, look, we've got ratings. I mean, you know, if CNN wants to change their platform and say, we're going to go in the infotainment specter and we're going to be the Kardashians of nightly news, have at it, you know, or go be some satire or whatever, then you've got all the room that you can do. You can be Colbert at night and just, you know, all of a sudden you got, got Wolf Blitzer dancing around, with mannequins and, you know, whatever it is that his imagination wants to run away with, and Van Jones including. But, you know, it's interesting because even Van Jones could not sustain the lie. And that's why he had to call it a nothing burger. You know, this is quite the indictment on the management and leadership of CNN. That's why I'm saying they've got to move quick to get under new management. They are in an absolute free fall. And, you know, the ratings when they come out here at the end of the week, it's going to be a disaster for them.
Yeah, it is. And I mean, it's just like you asked before. I mean, this is really what we're left looking at.
Where's the beef? Where's the beef? That's
it. Miss Clara, where the beef? You know, and now we need Mark Stein. Where's the potato chips? There's no potato chips. There's no beef. This is a bummer.
Well, it was. I think Tucker actually made the original reference to potato chips. Mm-hmm. You know, saying that, you know, hey, it's a nice shiny package. It's really great. It feels like it's completely full until you open it, and then there's, you know, you only get a quarter bag of potato chips or
it's all air.
It's all air. Yeah, and that was the analogy that Tucker made, and it's fitting. it's fitting.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is really up to you. You know, this information age, and this is the thing we've been talking about, this information age in which we live in, there's lots of information. The challenge is if you don't have some sort of truth filter that's double-checking these, that, you know, and it's okay to be skeptical. I think that's one thing, you know, Scott, that we've learned through all this, is that it's okay to ask questions. You know, because the thing is that we've got a culture that, you know, we got to have safe spaces. You got to be politically correct. You don't want to offend people in such a way. So you don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. But, you know, what is the price that we pay?
Well,
and the price we're paying is we're ignoring the truth.
Well, trust, but verify.
Exactly.
I mean, hear it, take what's being said to heart, you know, and then verify it.
Mm-hmm.
We have the ability to do that.
Yeah.
You can hear somebody say something, and then you can go on the internet and start searching yourself. And the internet's a deep, dark hole.
Oh, without a doubt. But, hey, get ready for this one. Talking about free speech, I don't know if you heard about this. The governor of Louisiana vetoed a campus free speech bill. He declared that it would be overly burdensome to ensure the First Amendment rights of students. Democratic governor, of course, John Bel Edwards, called the bill, which passed with overwhelming majorities in both houses of the state legislature, a solution in search of a problem. Are you ready for that? I mean, this is what we've come down to. our free speech now is overly burdensome. Are we in trouble or what? Lord have mercy. This is Bill Martinez. Good to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. Let us know your thoughts. Hashtag BMartinezLive.com. 15 minutes after, right now.
Right now at Kohl's, it's not our everyday sale. For a limited time, shop hundreds of epic deals in-store and online. No coupons needed. Women's season tanks, just $5.99. Girls' swimwear, $10. Beach towels, only $8.99. And an ice cream or cotton candy maker, just $29.99. Stock up, save big, and get $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. It's not our everyday sale. Right now through the 4th of July. Only at Kohl's. Flex styles, see store at Kohl's.com for details.
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars are what activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lautinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
Why would you have a hearing in the first place, having not seen the memos in the beginning?
Exactly. That's why when I was the chairman of the committee, that's the first thing we asked for. I know Trey Gowdy has asked for those, too. You need to review the notes, then interview the witness.
Well, what would explain why they would conduct the hearing
I don't know. When I had a chance to personally talk to Director Comey and ask him, where are these notes, he would not answer that. Now, I found him to be very open and transparent, almost jovial when you talk to him one-on-one on the phone. But when I asked him specific about that question, he was very elusive. And I think it's an outstanding question where he might have some liability.
Well, you leave this town at a very interesting time. You got the health care debate. You got the Russian matter and all these investigations. You've been very close to Brazil. Some time. You're too young to retire.
Well,
why now?
Well, you know, there comes a point where you got to get off the crazy train. I said I would get in, serve, and get out. I happen to have a wife I love and kids I adore, and two of our three kids are now married, and they're moving away. We're about to become empty nesters. I'm faced with that reality. 1,500 nights I've spent away from my family, and there comes a point where you got to get more balance in your life.
Is it the money?
Partly. I mean, you know, look, we're paid a very handsome salary, but our home's in Utah. I didn't move to Washington, D.C. I sleep in a cot in my office, and faced with another, you know, 100 to 200 nights a year where my wife's by herself in Utah and I'm on a cot in Washington, D.C., as nice as the salary is, I can't afford to have two places and have a quality of life that I'd like to have.
Speaking of money, this week.
Well, Jason Chaffetz, who's going to be now a contributor to Fox News, Scott, talking about, you know, situation, and he is one of, you know, many congressmen that sleep on a cot, you know, and I've heard this before. The cost of living in D.C. is such, you know, that they have to sleep in their own offices. You imagine? I mean, that's kind of goofy, you know, but it's, you know, it causes you to take pause for just a moment and maybe appreciate even more so, even though we, you know, we complain and we're critical of our politicians, but somebody wanting to serve the country, that's what he's guilty of, you know, spending 1,500 nights during his tenure as a congressman away from his family. I mean, his kids grew up without him, basically, you know, for the most part, as he, you know, committed himself to this country. You know, so, you know, there's a lot to be said in terms of, you know, appreciation to our legislators, even though at times we come across cynical and critical toward them. And, you know, and certainly it's reflected in their approval ratings, as you see from time to time. But, you know, it was interesting to hear his comments like that. And you can understand why, though he looks very young, you know, as the commentator was saying, and Bill Hemmer was saying that, you know, you're too young. Well, you know, at least he's got a lot of his youth to live with his wife and enjoy his time there. He's definitely paid his dues, and he's earned his right to, you know, pursue other things. As he said, write a book, you know, spend time with his family, you know, look forward to grandkids, all that good stuff, and enjoy Utah. And, you know, and I'm sure he will find a way to continue to fight the good fight, because that's what drew him into public service to begin with.
Isn't that one of the weird things about when, you know, you said, you know, we're critical of them. And as long as your criticism is constructive, it's fine. And as long as you can create a dialogue off of what you're saying, that's fine. But isn't it weird that that's how we view them? Mm-hmm. Until they say, hey, well, I'm going to hang this up and I'm going to go back to my private life.
Right.
And that's when we're like, oh, wait, no, you can't. Why are you doing that?
Yeah, right.
Isn't that
exactly.
A little weird?
It is weird. But, you know, he brings up a good point, because we don't hear about these things. You know, we only hear that, you know, they can't seem to get legislation passed. You get all this obstructionism going on. And, you know, and I can't imagine that. Regardless, you know, if you're a welder or, you know, you're a truck driver or whatever, that you want to have this, I think we all have this desire. It's built into our DNA to naturally have a sense of productivity, to feel like we're accomplishing something. I think this has to be really frustrating, you know, for senators, congressmen, and, you know, and women, I mean, everybody involved in government, because things are so stalled out. They're so ideologically fixed, because you want to feel like, look, you've earned your pay, you've contributed, you've made a difference. And what's happening here is, you know, you get Democrats, they say, hey, we made a difference, we're stopping Trump. Okay, but is that in our best interest? I mean, when you look at what Trump has done, you know, encouraging small business people to get excited, to dream big dreams again, you know, many people across the country, and you see the comments of people going, look, I was encouraged, I'm a businessman. And I like having a businessman now as a president. We're dealing with some, you know, business decisions. And though people, it's interesting, because though people don't like it that, and not everybody, but a good portion of the country is irritated with Trump's tweets. But look what's happening, Scott. The tweets he's putting out there. I mean, he's been calling CNN fake news for how long? Oh, you know, they take exception. All of a sudden, it's like, guess what? The curtain's pulled back. They are. They're Fake News Incorporated. And they've got to reverse that stigma that they placed upon themselves. And I thought it was interesting. Was it Stein or somebody else or, you know, that said that Donald Trump is going to see the demise of CNN? In other words, CNN is going to go by the wayside because of Donald Trump. And maybe because they got too close to the fire, you know, like a moth, you know, getting too close to the flame, it kind of burns itself out. I don't know. I mean, that's a whole nother conversation. But regardless, you know, CNN went after, as other media types have, you know, grabbed on to the skirt edges of Donald Trump, because this guy is, as we talked about yesterday, he's a ratings juggernaut. Everywhere he goes, he generates ratings. And whether it's The Apprentice or whatever he does, I mean, he's just that kind of personality. He sucks a lot of oxygen out of the room, and people like being around it. But you better have some oxygen source yourself, or you're going to find yourself gasping for air and passing out, so to speak. But, you know, though they are critical of this president, look at what he's done in such a short period of time. You know, what he's done with the Supreme Court, absolutely incredible. The regulations that are being lifted, people are getting back to work. I like the idea that every day he comes to work and he's talking to his key people and say, how are we doing on jobs? I mean, his focus is on jobs and job creation. He said he will be the greatest job creator that God has ever, you know, ever put on this earth, so to speak. Hey, you know, I hope that that's the case, because America wants to get and needs to get back to work. And this is in spite of all the artificial intelligence, the robotic development that's taking place. And, you know, we see that even in the steel industry, what has happened? How many jobs have been replaced by automation? I mean, it is incredible, but there's no doubt you still need human beings involved. And these new technologies mean that there's going to be, you know, some new training. I don't see, I really do not see this, that America, you know, that people are going to be wiped out. And that there's not going to be any need for humanity. And this is why Mark Zuckerberg has come out and said, you know, with this movement that comes up every once in a while, every several decades, that everybody should get a paycheck from the government. Just cause. I mean, you know, everybody should get, you know, whatever it is, whatever that number is, 30,000, 36,000 a year. Everybody should get a paycheck.
A living wage?
A living wage, yes.
Okay, who pays for that?
Well, yeah, of course. Well, the people that work harder and that are blessed that actually, you know, realize that, you know, you get what you give and you reap what you sow, but you get those people that want to sit on their beds, not do anything, and then just get a paycheck. I mean, what this does for character development, I think, is wrong on so many levels. This is a problem I have with socialism, a problem that I have with, you know, some union philosophies as well. Because everybody's paid the same regardless of what they do. So now you got malingerers and you have people that could care less because their job is secure, they have tenure, they're protected by the union or some, yeah. Excuse me, or some other force.
I mean, if you give everybody in America right now $35,000, I mean, that's only $11.2 trillion.
Yes,
I mean, what is that? I mean,
hey, yes, exactly. And but, you know, if it was going to be, there was going to be some ROI on that, of course, Nancy Pelosi would tell you, hey, that's good for the economy because we have all that money coming into, you know, into the market, right? What we would do to humanity.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself, too. Because You both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Everything you've heard about or read about regarding identity theft is wrong. There are dozens and dozens of companies out there claiming that they can prevent identity theft or that monitoring your credit file will help you prevent identity theft. And I'm here to tell you, it's simply not true. It's a scam. No one can prevent identity theft, and I mean no one. Credit monitoring will not alert you to 80% of the fraudulent issues that can happen to you. Friends, there's only one company that has the solution to identity theft. That's my friends over at Liberty ID. Liberty ID fixes the damages caused by identity theft. In fact, they've successfully restored the identities of over 60,000 individuals without fail. Call my friends at Liberty ID today to see if you've been compromised. If you're on your cell phone, you probably have been. And my friends at Liberty ID will let you know if you have and what you can do to fix it. Call right now, 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY. Or visit them at libertyid.com and use discount code GCN at checkout.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Letting you know about it before the defecation hits the oscillation. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America, as we come to you in over 280 markets across this country. However you choose to join us, Red State Radio, Alert Radio, we welcome you. Even shortwave, all over the world, via shortwave as well. So, thank you so much for being part of the cause and, you know, the cause for freedom. That's what it's all about. And yes, I mean, I had a couple comments, people going, really? A Louisiana governor protecting free speech saying, you know, is overly burdensome? Yep. You heard me right. I mean, I'm not kidding you. This is campus life these days. I guess we got to protect these areas, but I mean, we're going to protect people to the point that it works against them. I really feel John Legato, who is with us right now. John, I really feel for these kids that are coming up out of college. I mean, what are they trained up in? I mean, they're going to get hit with a harsh reality. You and I, being former Marines, we were blessed to be able to go to boot camp. And whatever you missed out in life, you learned in a 12-week cycle very quickly, didn't you?
Well, I was talking about this yesterday. I was in a Quonset hut. And for those that don't know what a Quonset hut is, it's basically a metal oven with no heat or air condition.
Right.
With 75 Marines in bunk beds on a Friday night when they come back for liberty. And if you have a thin skin in that environment, you won't last maybe 10 seconds.
Exactly. Well, I guess the last time I was in a Quonset hut was in training, AIT training at Camp Pendleton, and they were releasing gas so that we could be trained in how to put on a gas mask. That was fun, let me tell you. And saying that it was an oven, a metal oven,
It was a wonderful interaction. I mean, you had to learn how to get along. You couldn't quit. You couldn't go to a safe zone. Yeah. You had guys that from all different parts of the country. I mean, it was a wonderful experience.
Yeah, it really was. John, I'll never forget. I had one guy come to me and he was looking at me and I said, what can I do for you? He goes, you know, I've never seen a Mexican before. I thought that was quite novel. Yeah.
Well,
so,
but you know what? You had to deal with it and he had to deal with it.
Yeah. Hey, and guess what? When you're in the Marine Corps, we're all green, right? And it's good to be green. What can I tell you? John Legato joins us, former deep cover FBI special agent, author of the new book, The Near Enemy, a John Booker thriller. John has been an adjunct college professor teaching counterterrorism, international security at Campbell University at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. And I imagine there as an adjunct professor, you weren't hampered by, the burdensomeness of free speech, huh?
Having Marines as students has been a wonderful education for me because most of my students have been deployed. Mm-hmm. And I remember giving a lecture on intel, and a sergeant raised her hand, and she said, "That's incorrect." And I said, "What do you mean?" And she explained it, and I said, "Well, what do you do?" And she said, "I'm an intelligence officer." And I said, "Well, come on up here and teach the class." So it's not your average student at Camp Lejeune. They're respectful, they pay attention, and they're very bright.
Well, let's talk about Mueller. Special counsel, BFF with James Comey, this whole thing, and you heard it right from the very beginning that there was such a huge conflict of interest. President Trump is really in a tough situation here because he cannot, I mean, first of all, I'm not even sure he has the authority to fire Mueller. I think that resides with Rod Rosenstein, and Rosenstein said, the acting AG, and he says there's no way that he's going to fire him, which, brings into complicity even Rosenstein on this whole situation. Because, as you know, John, even the mere smell of conflict of interest is enough to get you recused. Why is this hanging in there? Is it just such a political hot potato that we can't deal with the truth?
I can't believe Mueller, as a supposedly impartial person, doesn't recuse himself, because the special counsel statute talks about what constitutes a conflict of interest. And it's almost written as the relationship between Comey and Mueller. It talks about political or personal relationships.
He's a walking classic example, isn't he?
Yeah. Look, how are you going to, either Mr. Comey is going to be a witness or a subject in this investigation. And whether he wants to or not, if they're looking at obstruction of justice against President Trump. So you bring in witnesses, and there sits across from you your best friend. You know, you're his mentor. You've been family vacations. And he says, this is what happened during that conversation. Then you interview President Trump, and he said, this is what happened. Who are you going to believe? I mean, that's why he has to take himself out of this. Because it just smells of, I would believe my best friend, to be honest with you. So I would say, I can't judge this. I can't be part of this because I'm predisposed to believe my buddy.
How much does this hurt Mueller's credibility to be associated with this holy trinity of Comey, Rosenstein, and Mueller?
Well, I was in the Bureau for about a year and a half before I retired when Mueller was director. And The first thing he did is, the FBI was always independent. You never saw an agent until they were putting cuffs on people. You never heard of a, political bent. And what Mueller did during his, I think he had 12 years as director, is he basically merged the FBI with the Department of Justice.
Yes.
And I can give you examples. Like, for example, before Mueller, we opened up cases ourselves. We investigated them. We got informants. We used whatever investigative technique we could, and then we brought it to the Department of Justice. By the end of Mueller's tenure as FBI director, we needed permission from Justice to open up certain cases, to do certain investigative techniques, to open up certain informants. And then what it did, if you think about it, is politicized the FBI.
Well, isn't that the definition of collusion? I mean, it's from the inside. You know, you've got inside collusion, crossover of agencies and interest and job assignments, you know, in much the same way where, you know, the Attorney General, Loretta Lynch, is telling James Comey, well, no, it's not an investigation. We're going to call it a matter.
Yeah, that hurt me when I saw the director talking the last time he was before the, I think it was the House Committee or Senate Committee, that he was afraid
yes.
to say anything. That he was, I forget the words, but I'm thinking, you're a Marine, I'm a Marine.
Yes.
If your company commander told you he was afraid to take the hill,
yes,
it broke my heart. I would have stood up and told, you know, the attorney, look, Attorney General, I'm going to call it what it is. You do what you got to do. And he is, you know, then that would have been her problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? The same thing when he didn't turn the Hillary email investigation over to justice, which we do. We do not ever, mm-hmm. ever recommend indictment or decline indictment.
Mm-hmm.
So on July 5th, when Director Comey said, he laid out the case and then he said, no prosecutor would prosecute this case, and I'm recommending that it not be prosecuted, or words to that effect. He broke a tradition from 1915 that the FBI is a fact finder, and we do not, we present the facts and justice says, okay, this is good, or we need more evidence or whatever.
Well, John, to your point, for Comey to arrive at the destination that he arrived at, and we're just taking a snapshot, in which we just recounted, how he politicized the agency, it tells you that this wasn't a one-and-done kind of deal. This was a journey. This was a road less traveled by other FBI directors, maybe going back to Mueller, as you cited, that you noticed something clearly where the agency went political. But these were steps and a road that that Comey had been on for a while, and here we find ourselves, and I think he's maybe in a labyrinth and maybe lost within himself, because I gotta think, you know, for all the things that people say that he's an integrous man and all these, you know, all these praises they give him, I gotta imagine he's up late at night having some nightmares over this if he has any kind of integrity whatsoever. John Legato, thank you, John, appreciate it for being on Bill Martinez Live.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Tyler, time to go for a family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get it all.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Here we are, yes, with all the, you know, fair for all and all the things that are important to introduce the movie guy, Steve Evans. Steve is still working on his auctioning rap, his cowboy rap stuff. You know, Steve, while we were just talking off air, you're practicing and, getting it down. You're not ready to show off yet, and I'm not going to put you on the spot and say, hey, do your auction thing, you know. Like they used to tell me, you know, you'd be someplace and people would find out you're a disc jockey. Oh, you're a disc jockey. Do your disc jockey thing. What do you mean? Do your disc jockey. What are you talking about? You know, kind of deal. And, it was kind of funny. But also I was mentioning that, you're trying to learn, kind of like when you're watching, you're learning how to play golf and you watch golf, you're watching, intently. The nuances that you never did before, you didn't care about the ball going in the hole. You just wanted to see somebody swing or how they putted and, that sort of deal. It's kind of like when I was an aspiring disc jockey, my wife would go nuts because, what I would do is, when the disc jockey was talking that I was listening to, I would turn it up. And then when the music come up, I'd turn it down. So what is wrong with you? Well, it's all part of the process, right?
Yes, it's part of the process. It has to become automatic, and it takes a while for that to happen. So that's
I cannot wait. I'm on the edge of my seat, and our family of listeners are on the edge of their seat because they want to hear Steve, the movie guy, going auctioneering.
It'll take a little time, but it definitely will happen.
Hey, we'll do the whole weekend domestic chart in auction voice. That because then you can tell when you're really good. It's kind of like when you were a disc jockey, you had to read the phone book, right?
Right. Yeah.
And make that exciting. How much fun? Okay. Speaking of exciting, the Transformers, as you predicted, Numero uno,
that's right, about $44.7 million. Probably not what they'd hoped it would make, but hey, let's not feel bad for the Transformer franchise because it made about $265 million worldwide.
They love the world. Let's go global. We love globalism when it comes to the movies. That's what's saving our bacon, right?
The Transformer franchise, certainly think so. Wonder Woman also doing well. That, you know, that movie is a smash. $318 million just in the last 3 or 4 weeks. So
wow.
That is huge movie. Cars 3 was number 3, 47 meters down, number 4, and The Mummy rounding out the top 5. Well, this is 4th of July weekend. We are right in the thick of blockbuster season, and, of course, another blockbuster this weekend, Despicable Me 3.
Mm, yes.
Obviously, there have been three other films.
The Minions are back with a vengeance.
You know, this not only movies, you know, there are video games and novels and the theme park attraction. This is a despicable industry is what this whole thing is about. And it's getting good reviews. It's great family fun, PG rated, so everybody can go. 64% are recommending this. And basically, you know, pretty simple plot. We have Gru meeting his long lost, charming and cheerful and more successful twin brother, Drew, in this movie, who wants to team up with him for one last criminal heist. Of course, you have some great voice talent. We have Steve Carell, Kristen Wiig. Trey Parker in this one. Trey voices the role of villain Balthazar Bratt, a former child star who's grown up to become obsessed with the character he played back in the 1980s, and he proves to be Gru's most formidable nemesis to date. Once again, 64% recommending. This obviously will be number one this weekend. They think it may make in the vicinity of $90 million in this country alone. Yeah. So there you go.
Minion madness, I'm telling you.
There you go. Well, no. You know, good, clean fun. It's out there, and everybody should have fun with that this weekend. We have another movie, which is called The House. This is rated R, a comedy starring Will Ferrell and Amy Poehler. Now, I have to admit, I am a huge Will Ferrell fan. He just shows up, and I laugh. And by the way, if you haven't had a chance to see his address to the USC graduate.
Oh, my goodness. That is unbelievable. That's awesome.
It is awesome. About 2 million people have seen this thing so far. Just check it out. His commencement address at USC this year. So that's out there, and you should check out The House, check out the trailer, because the concept is really pretty funny. A dad convinces his friends to start this illegal casino in his basement after he and his wife, played by Amy Poehler, spend their daughter's college fund. It's called The House. This is under what they call a review embargo. Which is
review embargo?
Yes, it's a review embargo, which means it hasn't been reviewed for the critics. That's a new term, but well, you know what? Like I say, anything he's in, I'll show up to see. They think it should make about $10 million. Should maybe crack the top 5 this weekend. It's called The House. Then we have a movie which everybody has been raving about. It's called Baby Driver, and it's directed by Edgar Wright, who has a real cult following. He's the guy that did Shaun of the Dead, Hot Fuzz, The World's End, Scott Pilgrim versus the World. This is a very original film, a great soundtrack featuring Tequila by The Champs. That's one of the main songs. Remember that song?
Oh, I love it. Are you Pee-wee Herman? We got
But you know, it's really a stylish film. Rolling Stone says it is just awesome. 98% are recommending. If you don't want to see the movie, just check out the trailer. This is about a young, talented getaway driver played by Ansel Elgort. He relies on the beat of his personal soundtrack. He's got this iPod and these earbuds in, and he relies on the soundtrack to be the very best of the game, and the driving stunts are just amazing.
Yes,
after being coerced into working for a crime boss played by Kevin Spacey, he must face the music when a doomed heist threatens his life, his love, and his freedom. You have a great cast. Ansel Elgort, as I mentioned, John Hamm is in this, Kevin Spacey, Jamie Foxx. It's called Baby Driver. 98% are recommending that.
Isn't he perfectly cast, Spacey, on this? I mean, he's kind of like, you have the sense that he always wanted to be a crime boss when he grew up or something. You know, there's just something about
him. Yeah, he tends to play those. Well, you know, you have the House of Cards thing.
Exactly.
He likes to play those particular demented roles. That's out this weekend. Then we have a movie. I love World War II films.
Me too.
And there's a great one out this weekend called 13 Minutes. It comes from Germany, and here's the idea. This is based on a true story, by the way. During Hitler's anniversary speech, which was back in November the 8th, 1939, you have a man who's arrested on the Swiss border for possession of what they call suspicious objects. And then just minutes later, a bomb explodes immediately behind the Führer's lectern. This actually happened. It killed 8 people. Now, the man that is arrested is George Elser. He's a carpenter. And they find a map of the site of the assault and detonators on him when he's arrested. And he's sent to the head of the criminal police to be questioned. And from them, he learns that his attempt has failed, that the man he wanted to kill in order to stop the bloodshed of World War II that had just begun had left that building 13 minutes before the explosion. That's why the movie is called 13 Minutes. Now, for days, he's interrogated. He holds out against their questions. Finally, he confesses and relates the story of his deed. He remembers how the Nazis slowly invaded his home village, how he attempted to oppose it, and how he built the bomb, installed it at the site. This is all done in flashback. 66% are recommending. I'm going to try to check this out.
Yeah, that sounds interesting.
It's called 13 Minutes, out this weekend. And then on a lighter note, we have a movie called The Little Hours. This is a smaller film. 84% are recommending. This is about a young servant fleeing from his master, takes refuge at a convent full of emotionally unstable nuns in the Middle Ages. He's introduced as a...
Hey, I was raised by nuns. There might have been a few of them there, but that's a whole other story. You know, it took me 5 years of therapy. I'm just doing well. Now you gave me a flashback. I got to go back now. Okay.
Introduced as a deaf-blind man, he must fight to hold his cover as the nuns try to resist temptation. This is an R-rated film, to give you an idea of what this is about. 84% recommending The Little Hours.
There's something sacrilegious in that. Nuns and an R rating? I mean, you know, well, you got to make room because they're emotionally unstable. Oh,
that's
Lord.
Right. That's what's happening there.
Oh,
and then
that's a T-shirt.
Caused quite a stir at Cannes this year. It's called Okja, and this is a Netflix film. It was one of two Netflix films that had been entered into Cannes, the film festival over in France. And the French theater owners staged this big protest because it's a Netflix film, the Netflix film that wasn't being released to French theaters. So that sense has changed. Then when they screened this movie called Okja, they screwed up the projection. Only half of the movie ended up on the screen. They had to stop it. So, it has quite a history over there. But it is a terrific film and very original. And that's one of the things that's so great sometimes when these movies are released, because we live in a world of sequels where you have Despicable Me 3 and Transformers 20, whatever it happens to be. This is an original film. It's called Okja. Now, here's the idea. This movie kicks off in 2007, and you have this Mirando Corporation in search of a serious image revamp. They've been committing some light atrocities against mankind, so they decide to come up with this PR thing. What they do is they send out 26 super piglets, bred from a happy and unusually excellent pig that they discovered at a farm in Chile. They send these out to farmers all around the globe, and the idea is with each super piglet, it should be bred according to the local farming practices, and in a decade, they'll be judged in a globally broadcast contest, which, by the way, will be helmed in the movie by Mirando's new face, a television personality by the name of Dr. Johnny Wilcox, which is played by a sweaty and unhinged Jake Gyllenhaal. Well, anyway, fast forward to 2017, and the pig from Korea wins. They try to take the pig to New York, and this young girl, Mija, tries to rescue this pig and bring it back home. That's what's going on here. A terrific film and a rather unusual pig in this film. 85% are recommending Okja.
So you're telling me pigs' lives matter? Is that what you're telling me?
I'm telling you, this pig life has certainly mattered, at least to this little girl. That's what's happening here.
Well, without a doubt. Well, that's we've got a lot to look forward to, and it's going to be a wild weekend. Man, they're already starting the popcorn. They're getting the popcorn done early here for this big weekend, huh?
A big, big weekend.
Well, wow. Well, Despicable Me 3, The Minions on the Loose. Boy, I'll tell you, we'll see you at the Cineplex. Thank you, Steve, the movie guy.
Have a great 4th of July weekend.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to harvestright.com or call 800-923-9591. That's harvestright.com or 800-923-9591.
The answer to being